Woody's Best Variety of Mix 97. You know that song. You love that song. I'm not pretty. Just Sam. By the way, she's live here in the studio right now. Make some noise!
What's up? How are you? Thanks for having me.
It's great to see you, and it's so great to actually have artists back in the studio. It's been so long. You know, you're getting out doing promotional stuff now at radio stations, and it must feel good for you to get out and talk about your music.
Oh my goodness, it's so good. It's so good to be back, guys. It's so good.
Well, I just want to backtrack real quick for a second here, because I remember a time I would go through my TikTok and scroll for your song would just come up all the time.
Yay, that's good. The algorithms are working in my favor.
Now, am I hearing the story right? The song was just not even fully completed, and you uploaded it to TikTok, and then boom, you were like, uh-oh, I gotta finish this.
Yeah, pretty much. Pretty much, yeah. I put just, like, the chorus up, and then Elijah Woods just duetted it and started producing it, and I was like, it doesn't have a verse? Like, oh my God. But it was really, really cool just in the fact that we were able to, like, write the song in real time in front of everybody and be like, what do we think about this?
It's amazing how powerful TikTok has been to music in the last few years.
Yeah.
I mean, you saw the view count go up on that, and you're like, well, I got to finish this. And it wasn't Elijah Woods that contacted you?
Yeah, he just, like, threw up his, like, duet of him producing the song on TikTok, and it was just like, oh, here we go. Here's what the song's going to sound like. And it was so exciting. So, so exciting. Wow. I thought that it was a glitch, though, when I first, like, saw my video, like, doing things. And it wasn't until my manager phoned me and was like, hey, when are you going to tell me that, like, your TikTok's doing well? I'm like, you're seeing it, too? It's like, oh, my God.
So you're originally from Vancouver. Are you still living in Vancouver, or have you kind of moved to this big smoke?
I am, like, doing, like, the little triangle between, like, Vancouver, Toronto, and L.A. And just kind of, I live out of a suitcase. It's really fun.
Yeah, well, that's what it's like being an artist.
Yeah, totally.
You know, you get success. You're everywhere.
Yeah.
You're everywhere. Speaking of everywhere, I know you're gearing up for touring. And off air, you were telling me that it was something that you were so looking forward to. You're going to be out supporting One Republic. What is it about the live shows that you love?
Oh, my goodness. Just, like, feeding off of the energy. Like, coming up on in a pandemic, it was like I would go live and stuff. And then you'd, like, finish the song and you'd just, like, your whole screen would fill up with hearts. And you're like, okay, on to the next one. Here's the next song. Whereas, like, I didn't realize how much I just really love just, like, being able to look out and see everybody and, like, see their faces and see how much, like, they're connecting to my music and singing it back, too.
Yeah.
That's even crazier. Like, especially in markets that, like, isn't Canada or America. Like, I went on tour with One Republic over in Europe and, like, having people singing lyrics back to me and, like,
a lot of artists say that too, you know, when they've written a song, they nobody knows what's going to happen with their music.
Totally.
But when it bites and people fall in love with the song, it's special, especially when they're singing back your music to you.
Yeah. It's like, oh my God, thank you. You also identify with this. I'm sorry, but also thank you. Because a lot of my lyrics are, like, really self-deprecating. So I'm like, I'm sorry you feel this way.
Where
too.
Do you find your inspiration? I mean, for writing, I mean, is it on the road, or is it just some of those personal moments?
Definitely, like, personal moments. I find that, like, I love going for walks by myself, and that's where I write a lot of my stuff, and it's all just, like, little voice memos in my phone.
I've heard this from tons of artists. It's about the voice memos,
all the voice memos. And then, like, I take it all back home and, like, put instruments to it and, like, actually make it into a song. But, yeah, I don't know. I think I get a lot of inspiration in Zara. Every single time that I step foot in Zara, shout out Zara for, like, literally, I've written so many songs. And then I'm like, I feel like I can't leave that energy.
Yeah.
So then I'm sitting there and I'm like just looping around Zara and everyone's like, can we help you? I'm like, stop it. I'm writing a song. And they're like, okay, sounds good. Maybe I'm like around my demographic or something.
Now, when you were at the Junos, I mean, you were nominated for a lot.
Thank you.
And you ended up winning one of the big ones, Artist of the Year. I mean, where is that Juno right now? Please tell me it's not sitting in a closet.
No, it's not. It's actually at my cousin's place in Toronto because it got shipped to Toronto. And so every single time that I come back to Toronto, I get to see my little Juno and be like, hello.
Is it heavy?
It's so heavy. It's crazy heavy. Like, actually, like, when they gave it to me, I was like, what is this? Like, they are not messing around.
Right.
Yeah, I would say, like, it's a good, like, between 10 to 15 pounds. Like, it's, you can, wow. You can do some crazy workouts with that thing.
Now, you got a new single. Actually, it's a couple of singles you're pumping out, but I know there's one that's tracking on radio big time, which is One of the Guys. Tell me about that song.
Oof. This one, it's kind of about being, like, friend-zoned and realizing that, like, there's people who aren't giving you what you need, and you're kind of, like, in this, like, limbo of, like, are we together? Are we not? We're more than friends. And kind of just coming to a realization that, like, if you're not going to be full-hearted into this, like, why am I giving you my time? Like, make up your mind, dude.
That's the big thing about with your music. I noticed all of it. It just sounds like it's you're trying to make it relatable.
Yeah, totally.
You know, and it's not just a what's the wording? Cookie cutter writing.
Thank you.
And that's what I notice about your music. And I mean, that's obviously an important brand for you in a way.
Yeah, I mean, like, I kind of just want to feel like everybody who's listening is like, we're all just sitting down and having tea and coffee and talking about what it's like to be a 20-something human being in 2023 now. Happy New Year. So.
Is it Starbucks or Timmy's for you?
Oof. I've had both today.
You had both. What did you go with Starbucks?
It's an iced coffee,
right.
Half sweet with vanilla cold foam.
Now, why is it always the iced coffee for the ladies? The ladies always hit the iced coffee.
I don't know. It just slaps. I don't know. It just hits different.
It just slaps. We want to thank you so much for stopping by the studio here at Mix 97. We're going to play the new single, One of the Guys, coming up next here on Mix 97. Hold on.